The bill is similar to one recently passed in Michigan. It would make international ships certify that their ballast water is pure and would give the DNR authority to board ships and make inspections. State Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay will introduce the bill along with fellow Republicans Scott Gunderson and Neil Kedzie. Coles acknowledges the idea is controversial.
And we recognize that they're going to fight that. These ships are going to fight that, but that's what the Michigan law does. And we're trying to mirror the bill as much as possible around that Michigan law.
Some Wisconsin port directors worry the clean ballast requirement could take a big bite out of shipping business. But Cole says invasive species have already done billions of dollars in damage to the Great Lakes ecosystem. And he says only a small number of boats would be affected by the law.
Now, we believe that there's only about 7% of the commerce is coming from vessels that might have dangerous species in the ballast tank. So we've got to, you know, narrow the focus on those.
Michigan's ballast water bill will go into effect later this year. Cole says the federal government has neglected to take up a comprehensive ballast water requirement and that would be the best way to protect all the Great Lakes. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.